Athens was an amazing place, the largest in Greece. Athens controlled the land around it, a large region called Attica. In 510 BC, a new way of government was invented in Athens. Democratia, from which we get our word democracy, means ruled by the people. Any man with full citizen rights could go to the assembly, where they could speak and vote freely. Public debates like this decided how the city was run. Athens had law courts with trial by jury. Juries were much larger than today, with several hundred members. After listening to the evidence, jurors voted by placing metal discs into one of two jars, one for guilty, one for not guilty. Punishments were decided by the court, and included the death penalty. Women did not have citizen rights. They could not take part in the assembly, or vote, or serve on juries. In wealthy families, girls were educated to run the household of servants and slaves, and were usually married by the age of 13. In poorer families, women worked alongside men, farming in the fields or running the family business. Between a quarter and a third of Athens' 300,000 population were slaves. These were men and women captured in wars or born into slavery. Many slaves had special skills, such as nurses and teachers, while others had the hardest and most unpleasant work to do. It was common for a rich household to have many slaves. Athens had yearly festivals for athletics, drama, and religious occasions. The city paid for these using taxes, but the wealthiest citizens of Athens were obliged to give extra help. Rich citizens considered it an honor to pay the performers' fees in the many drama festivals.